Chapter 5. Therefore, having been acquitted and declared not guilty, declared to be Yitzhak im Hashem on the Yesod of our Emunah, we have shalom in relation to Hashem through Rabbi Melech HaMashiach Yehoshua Yeshua Adonainu, through whom also we have Hashar LaHashem, by Emunah into this unmerited Hin Vehesed, in which we stand in glory and tikva of the Kavod Eloheinu. Not only so, but we also glory in Tzoras, knowing that Zara produces Zitzfleisch, Zitzfleisch produces tested character in Midos, and tested character in Midos produces Tikva, and Tikva does not in the end lead to our being Meayesh in disillusionment and Busha, because the Ahvas Hashem has been poured out in our levavot through the Ruach HaKodesh given to us. For while we were still helpless, Mashiach died for the Reshaim, doing so at the appointed time. For only rarely will someone die for a tzaddik, though after it is conceivable that someone will dare to die for the tzaddik, but Hashem demonstrates his ahava for us in that while we were still chotaim, Mashiach died for us. How much more then, having now been acquitted and pronounced to be Yitzhak im Hashem on the basis of Mashiach's dam and sacrificial death, how much more then shall we be delivered through him from the eschatological Haron af Hashem? For if when we were God's oyvim, we were reconciled to Hashem through the histolkus, the mavet of the Zunfun Rorgishter, how much more, having been reconciled and no longer oyvim, shall we be delivered by his Tehiyah Hayim? Not only so, but we also glory in Hashem through Rabbi Melech HaMashiach Yehoshua Yeshua Adonainu, through whom we have now received the Ritzui. Therefore, just as through one Adam, Het entered into the Olam Hazeh, and through Het entered Mavet, and so Mavet passed through to Kol Bnei Adam, because all sinned. For before the epoch of Torah, Het Kadmon was in Haolam Hazeh, but Het is not accounted in the absence of Torah. Nevertheless, Mavet reigned supreme from the epoch of Adam until the epoch of Moshiach Rabbeinu, even over those who did not sin in the very manner of Adam's Avero, that is, Adam, who is a tipus, a demut heatid of Hu Haba, Moshiach. But the Avera was not like the effect of unmerited chesed, for if by the Avera of the One the Rabim died, how much more the unmerited Hin V'Hesed Hashem and the Matnat HaHesed of the Adam HaEchad, Ribi Melech HaMoshiach Yehoshua Yeshua, have overflowed L'Rabim, and the Matanah is not like the effect of that one Adam's Avera, for the Mishpat is from one Avera to the Gezer Din of Hashem to Harsha'ah, but the effect of the unmerited Hin V'Hesed Hashem is from Rabim Averot to Zikui, to that of being Yitzhak im Hashem. For if by the Avera of the One Mavet reigns supreme through the one Adam, how much more those who receive the abundance of unmerited Hin V'Hesed Hashem and of the Matnat HaTzedakah shall reign in life through the one Adam, Rabbi Melech HaMashiach Yehoshua Yeshua. So then, as through the Avera of one Adam to Kol Bnei Adam to Har Sha'ah, so also through the Zikat Ish Echad to Kol Bnei Adam to Zikui, unto Chaim. For as through the disobedience of the one Adam the many were made Chotaim, so also through the Mishmat of the one Adam Moshiach the many will be made Tzadikim. The epoch of the Torah came to increase the Avera, but where Het increased, unmerited Hin V'Hesed Hashem overflowed in abundance, in order that as Het reigned in Mavet, so also Chesed might reign through Tzedek Olamim to Chaye Olam, through Rebbe Melech HaMashiach Yehoshua Yeshua Adonainu.